Have you ever suffered from hay fever?
This is going to sound really daft.
Yeah.
Because I think I did when I was a youngster.
Yeah, I think I did.
But I don't get it now. But my wife gets it horrendously
Does
bad.
She?
Really bad, yeah.
Well, we're talking about it because one in four people in the UK have hay fever. And also, during pregnancy, apparently, the allergy can become a particular problem.
Oh, hang on. Just Mrs. Saying. W, but she might have something to tell me.
You never know. I've got a Dell tickets as a congratulations present for you. Don't worry. Let's first of all talk to the Boots pharmacist, and that's Angela Chalmers. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Not too bad at all, thank you very much. Alongside yourself, four-time Olympic gold medalist, hay fever sufferer, and she's a mum-to-be, it's Laura Kenny. Good morning, Laura.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
Excellent stuff. How long have you got to go, Laura?
Oh, it seems like ages.
Is it really?
Still got months, yeah.
Still months to go, is it?
Yeah.
And have you found out whether you're having a boy or a girl yet?
Yeah, we have, but we're keeping it a secret.
Oh, right, okay.
Nice.
No, see, we found out as well, because you can plan everything then. You can do everything. All this, I don't like surprises, Laura.
Oh, well.
It is still a surprise, sort of, isn't it? It's just an earlier one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Just be careful, though, because one of my family members got told that they were having a little girl, and they planned for that, and it was a little boy.
Yeah, see, that happened to my mum as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? How does that happen? Let's talk to Angela first of all. Hay fever, I mean, we're getting, it's a hay fever season now. Why is it particularly bad for pregnant women?
Well, we're calling it hormonal hay fever. It's all due to those pregnancy hormones, which make you more likely to have nasal congestion. But also, when you're pregnant, your immune system is slightly suppressed, and it's just nature's way of maintaining the pregnancy. So your immune system can kind of go a little bit berserk with the hay fever. And, you know, at Boots UK, we want mums to be to pop in and get some expert advice to manage their hay fever symptoms, because we want them to enjoy their summer pregnancy.
Laura, how do you manage your hay fever?
Obviously, before falling pregnant, I was just using, you know, like over-the-counter stuff that you can use. I mean, as an athlete, there's only so many things you can use. Also, the non-drowsy ones were the ones that I was using because I didn't want it to affect my training sessions. But then, obviously, falling pregnant, you go into this kind of weird, I don't know, mentality almost, where you think, right, that's it, I can't take anything. And I was like, this summer, I'm just going to fight it. I'm literally going to suffer it. It's only a year. How hard can it be? And then obviously I team up with Boots and I get all the advice that I guess I needed, because you do think, that's it, I'm pregnant, there's nothing I can do, when there's loads of things you can actually do, and there's been loads of advice given to me, which has been really helpful.
How has it been for you, Laura? Has this affected you? Obviously, because in your line of work, you're a professional athlete, you need to be 100% on the money all the time. How has it affected you, your hay fever, as you've progressed through your career?
See, I've always had it, so I've always been aware of little things that I can do. So I've always, say I've gone out on the road, I've always worn my sunglasses as a way of protecting my eyes. And I've always made sure that I have showers loads and, like, washing my face loads just to get rid of the pollen, because I get it, like, so it's my nose that gets bunged up, but it's my eyes as well that start itching like absolute mad. I've always sort of done that. But I guess I never realised that being pregnant was going to heighten all my symptoms, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I can imagine so, really. And so, Angela, is that the key, is to take, like, loads of showers?
Yeah, so making sure you shower at least before bed, because you don't want to have all the pollen stuck to you in your hair and then you go to sleep with it. So shower before bed, or even just a shower. If you've been out in the park having a picnic, you know, when you get home, get the clothes straight in the washing machine, get showered so you're not dragging the pollen all around your house. And also, you know, our furry friends, dogs, cats, they have pollen, so you can brush them outside and that will help, you know, remove some of the pollen. But what Laura said really helped was keeping our bedroom windows shut at night time, because at night time the pollen falls down from the atmosphere and it comes in your room, and then you wonder why your hay fever is so bad at night time. Just drying your clothes inside. When you dry your clothes outside, it smells lovely and fresh, but then it's got loads of pollen and then you put it on your bed, and then you sleep in the pollen, and then...
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, so it's really simple things. You know, Laura talked about her wraparound sunglasses, petroleum jelly round your nostrils and the sides of your eyes, again, preventing the pollen from getting there. But, you know, if you're pregnant, or even if you're not pregnant, you know, come in and get some expert advice from the pharmacist. Don't suffer. There are things you can do.
Laura, we can't have you on the not talk a little bit more about cycling. We're getting really excited up here because, of course, it's the third Tour de Yorkshire next week. I just wonder, is how transferable from track to road? How much of a difference is it to go from track cycling to road cycling?
I mean, it's pretty difficult. It's much easier going the other way. So if you were to come off the road and go on the track, I always found that transition much easier than trying to go backwards, because... like your leg speed and everything's completely different. And when you train for the track, you're so specific. So you don't do any sort of hills. I mean, the biggest hill you climb is up the Banking. So you literally don't do anything like that. It's all very much speed based rather than endurance. So like I struggled because I'd get, say, 50K in and be like, this is it. Like I can't actually finish the rest of this race.
That sounds like me.
No, she said 50K, not 50 metres.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Laura, are you more nervous, excited about becoming a mum than you were going to the Olympics? I just wonder what your mindset is, because you seem a very cool customer, but becoming a mum's quite a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but nothing's like freaking me out at all, really. Like I've got such good support with like my parents and obviously Jason's parents as well, that like no questions too personal, if you see what I mean. So I can just ask them everything. Like I can get all the information I need from them, and they're going to be great with sort of helping as well, especially when I do start riding again. And so no, nothing's really scaring me. Nothing even scares me about the birth either.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Great.
I've got a question to ask you, a really personal one.
Okay.
Has Jason got a new bag for life? You saw him with one at the Olympics. Has he got one? Because we're from Yorkshire and we're tight. And that seems a good 5p spent there.
He's probably still got that one, you know, under the sink.
Oh, that's amazing. Just a final point on the Tour de Yorkshire. It gets underway next Friday. We're all getting excited. It's sort of come out of us obviously hosting Le Grand Départ a few years ago.
Yeah.
But in the realms of sort of like cycling, how is the Tour de Yorkshire viewed?
Oh, it's incredible. Honestly, for us, especially as women as well, the event they put on last year, I know everybody was saying, oh, it should have been longer. But even to have the event that we had, I thought, was incredible. And to have the prize money equal to the men as well was a huge jump forward for women's cycling.
Yeah, and they've got some big names turning up for the women's race this year, haven't they?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
It should be good. We've got 2017 Tour of Flanders winner Corinne Riviera, two-time world champion Georgina Bronzini, and Anna van der Breggen as well, the Olympic road race champion.
Yeah.
So looking pretty good. Listen, Laura, if people want to find out a little bit more about helping themselves out during hay fever season, whereabouts can they go to?
Well, they should obviously go to their Boots Pharmacy. There's always people on hand there to help them out. Or they can actually go on the Boots.com website as well and find out any information there too.
Nice and easy. Laura Kenny and Angela Chalmers, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thank you.
Cheers.